This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you like these cats, little Irish hard rock here, this is the Thin Lizzy offshoot band, the Black Star Riders.
Oh.
They're awesome.
They are.
They are fantastic.
Oh, so earlier Celtic when the texter said, who is this Thin Lizzy sound-alike?
This is a Thin Lizzy sound-alike.
Got
because
it.
It's what's left of Thin Lizzy.
Right.
And so that's why they sound like Thin Lizzy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Festivus Friday.
The annoyance in your voice.
It is brought to you by Q39.
Anger.
Serving championship barbecue pit to play Q39KC.com. We do have some open lines. It is a busy Friday afternoon. We understand that, but get in if you can. We guarantee we'll get you on the air within the first half hour of the show. 913-586-7798. Bobby Kerr filling in for Dana Wright. He gets the honorary first grievance of the week.
You guys not play the music anymore?
We're going to in just a minute. Oh, okay. After you do the honorary first grievance of the week.
Okay, so I don't have...
Let me drive the car, buddy.
I don't have anger issues. I have autocorrect issues. Ducking autocorrect. Never in my life have I or anyone else I know type something like, I am ducking upset. Or I am ducking mad, or duck you. And the fact that I'm being censored, it's like Apple made a peace treaty with Big Bird or something. I have to promote birds whenever I just want to curse.
Okay.
And it frustrates me that I have to go back and correct the words.
Does it make you ducking mad?
It makes me ducking furious.
Okay.
I'm being really careful because I don't want to get dumped.
Please. We had to dump your predecessor yesterday.
Oh,
all right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Get in early. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Let me be the first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Hey, just real quick, and we're going to get to the grievances here in about 10 seconds, but I have to give credit where credit is due. I love a great dig on me or the show. And we were talking last hour about a third of Americans say if their favorite college team was in a rivalry game on the same weekend as one of their friends' weddings, a third of Americans would go to the football game and skip the wedding. From the text line, 8691. Thank you for the laugh, by the way. Scott, is it an MUKU game? If so, I'm going to the game, especially if the wedding is one that Scott or Dana is involved in, because that marriage will be over before the next game. Wow.
Jeez.
And stay down.
That one hurt. Accurate, but painful. Chantel in Shawnee. Hello, Chantel.
Hey, Chantel.
Hi. So, happy Friday.
Same to you.
My kiddos and I, we all love a California roll. So, and we'll just get the cheapy California rolls from anywhere. Well, this place that has a bullseye as a logo, they have their California rolls, and that's been our new favorite. Well, they're very cheap, apparently. So whoever is making them knows that you cannot see the last row of sushi because of the label that's put on the plastic cover. So you'll get home, and the last row has no meat. They're just thrown together rice. And so my kids are like, oh, we don't have four left. And I'm like, you can't tell without, like, tampering with it in the store. But they're all like that. And other places are doing it, too. So whoever's making sushi, they're cutting corners, and it makes my kids mad because we buy 12 and we can only end up eating, like, 8.
Now, can I ask a point of clarification?
Yes.
Does it appear that it may be the end of the sushi roll?
No, no. It's, like, haphazard, thrown together, doesn't even have any meat. It's like they just threw stuff at the end. Yeah, it's not the end of the sushi roll.
Well, I think Sam is asking is it possible that it is, take a loaf of bread and compare it to a sushi roll, is this the heel of the sushi roll?
I don't think so. There's, like, no meat in it. There's not even, like, the seaweed in it. It literally is, like, just little thin strips of, like, avocado and cucumber and just a little, like, mound of rice at the end.
So we heard. Yeah, okay.
Chantel, you were in.
The reason I asked, and Scott, you were spot on, is I have made sushi at home, and getting all of the ingredients all the way to either end is tough.
Also, sushi at Target?
You don't challenge.
I'm not.
We don't challenge. We don't question her taste in fine cuisine.
It's a thing. I didn't know it was a thing.
They sell them at all the local grocery stores.
Grocery store.
IV has fantastic grocery
stores. Yeah,
sushi.
They do. Thank you, shameless plug.
Didn't know Target sold sushi.
Now you know.
Educated.
Rhonda in Olathe. Rhonda, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi, thank you guys for having me, and happy Friday.
Same
to
you.
I just wanted to complain. I'm tired of waiting on the train at Santa Fe. There's a bridge on the right-hand side that you can go under to avoid the train, but even then, the traffic is backed up. And they've mentioned doing repairs on the Santa Fe line there on Kansas, and they haven't done it yet, and it's been years, and it's just I'm tired of waiting 30 minutes for the train to go by every day at various hours on the hour, and you can even time it for leaving for work on, you know, the train's coming at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And so coming home, it's coming home at 5:05, and no matter what you do, you still hit the 5:05, and I just wish that they would correct that. Is my only issue,
Rhonda. As somebody who used to live in Olathe, just north of downtown, I know every word that you speak is the truth.
It's so frustrating.
have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.
All right, be well. Matt in Topeka.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Hey, welcome.
My grievance is with people who don't know how to zipper merge during traffic and construction on the freeway.
I like this one.
I might be that guy that everyone hates that uses the lane all the way to the end, but we got to learn how to zipper merge. Use that lane if it's open.
It's true. That's what's supposed to happen, Matt.
It's called a zipper merge, you idiots. Zipper merge.
Okay. Still one of my favorites. And I had mentioned on my drive up to Iowa for the Iowa State Fair, there was construction and a sign on the side of the road in front of that construction that I'm not even kidding you. We have to spell it out for people. It said, merge point ahead. Please use lane in its entirety and take turns at the merge point.
So, you know, one of my greatest grievances has been the nonstop reconstruction of all parts of Shawnee Mission Parkway. And earlier this spring, it was here by the radio station. You remember that, Sam? And I still don't know what they did. I don't even know that they did anything other than put cones in the road. I don't know.
I'm not convinced they did either.
Now, the massive construction project in Western Shawnee, and there are signs that say, you know, right lane ends up ahead. This is right when you get past 435 on Shawnee Mission Parkway. So I'm going home every night. And there's a massive backup because I get over to the left early. I don't want to risk that somebody knows how to do a zipper merge because most people don't. But last night I was watching as a bunch of people just went zooming past me in the right lane. And I did not get mad. You know why? They weren't cutting in line. They were doing the zipper merge properly. Use every ounce of asphalt that is available.
That's right.
And I also love roundabouts. Okay, Bruce in Raytown. Bruce, hello.
Bruce. Yes, I have two things I want to talk to you about. One of them is the dog doing their doo-doo number in my front yard. Mm. And another one is I called on that topic, and I was put on hold for about 20 minutes, and then the phone went dead, and then I called back, and I never could get in again. Is that some deal where you have, if somebody calls once, you won't talk to them again that day?
Were you able to get on the air?
No.
Okay, so this is a little inside baseball, but I appreciate the grievance. That is not, please don't take that as anything personal. What ended up happening, I don't know why your call ended up getting dropped. That was certainly, that's not something we practice here. That would not have been intentional. But when you called back, I'm just following on what you said, it would be my guess that they didn't recognize that you were the same guy that was on earlier, and you and the phone system that we use, for example, you're on line five, Bruce. Okay, you're currently in red. The next person up is in orange, and everybody behind that is in green. So when you called back, you sadly and unfortunately got pushed to the back of the line.
Okay. Well, let me talk about the doo-doo number in my yard.
Okay.
This neighbor had a German Shepherd, and a big one, and the first time they did it was in my side yard, and because I live on a corner, and it was bigger than a dinner plate and about 4 or 5 inches tall.
Merciful God, what are they feeding that animal?
I'm talking 5 or 6, 7 pounds. It was amazing. The next time the dog went down the main road, and instead of doing it on the other side of the sidewalk, it did it on my yard side, and the dog did it, and the person didn't even look up. They just, as soon as the dog wiped, they took off.
The dog
and
wiped?
I went out there with my shovel and put it in, and I couldn't put it in a Ziploc bag. It wasn't big enough. I had to use a trash bag.
Bruce, have you had a conversation with the neighbor about their dog?
No, I didn't need to. I went ahead and followed them home, and as soon as they got in the house, I went up and plopped it on their front porch with a love note.
Did you set it on fire?
No, I just plopped it on the front porch with a love note, and I don't even see them walking down in front of my house anymore.
They moved.
All right, I got to stop left. You, bro. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue from pit to plate. Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we continue with Festivus Friday and a before you leave for the night, thank you to Bobby Kerr.
My pleasure.
Who I've known for 15 years. We met when we were both playing him more than me in Almost Kiss back in 2010.
I love doing this. Believe thank you for not. Having me.
Always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue. Pit to plate, go to Q39KC.com. Laura in Overbrook. Leavenworth County, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that would be Franklin, Osage, and Douglas County.
Douglas County, that's right. I beg your pardon.
Well, it's in three counties. But my grievance is similar to your guest with a very attractive voice. My auto correct changes sewing, I'm a quilter, to seeing.
Ah.
What the heck? Don't people sew anymore?
My mom does.
That's a great question.
I mean, anyway, you guys have a lovely weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Well, you do the
same.
Thanks,
Laura. You too.
Yeah, this is Chamber of Commerce kind of weather today.
Damn, she was hitting on you, Bobby.
Can we bring her back?
Hello, Laura.
Hi, Bobby.
Hello, Laura.
How are you? My.
Okay, stop. I'm feeling weird. Jim and Lee Summit. Hello, Jim.
Hi there. No. My grievance is all these morons out here driving around the road, not a care in the world. They flip on their force field. Now, mind you, I don't have a force field in my car, or I haven't ever found the button. But they flip on their force field and just go anywhere they want, not a care in the world. That's my grievance.
Are you driving behind Allison right now?
Could be.
She drives.
I'm following
like
her. Anyway, force field is another term for turn signal. Morons.
That's right, Jim. Let him have it.
Oh, my God.
I will say that having a horn again on my truck is...
Oh, you were hornless, weren't you?
Oh, for about a year.
That's so now right. You're horn happy?
Oh, Sam, you're not an abuser of the horn, are you?
I got cut off twice on the way home today from the gym, and I told him.
It's there, for a purpose.
I got a train horn.
I did use my horn today. I was right before I came to work. I had to stop by the bank and a couple other errands, and there was somebody who was at the stoplight near my bank who was clearly looking at their phone, and the light turns green. And we're just sitting there, and we're waiting. Pick your eyes up. And it wasn't just me. It was me, the car behind me, and the car behind them. We all let her have it at the same time.
Well, and that was actually the most frustrating thing about not having a horn. The number of lights that I sat through because I could not tell the person in front of me, go, you idiot, the light is green. Because I would be like yelling out of my window.
Is that what the horn says? Is go, you idiot?
I would be leaning out my window like, it's green, go! And their windows would be up. They couldn't hear me.
Why is it that we all sound like we're like Italian? We add an extra vowel to go when you're trying to tell somebody to go through a green light. It's not go, it's goa!
It's true.
Yeah. It is true. Let's go to Mary in Overland Park.
Hey, Mary.
Mary, hello.
Hi. Happy horn people.
Happy horn people.
Oh.
I'm thankful because of this wonderful weather. I am with a heavy heart complaining about the pursuing, and I don't know all the legalities of the Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas. I just recently had a friend in the hospital because a horrible accident. They were pursuing an individual who had been incarcerated many, many times, and you all know that we lost this officer because of that too. So I am just, I'm just so sad that she was in the hospital because these police people, the police cars, they were not even, they were undercover, or for lack of better words, they had no sirens, they had no lights. They were pursuing this individual who was with the family, with young kids. My friend got out of the road to the main road, and then, oh my God, he went and took a shortcut and came on in front of her and tore her car. Both ended up in the hospital. So what is it? Maybe one of these days you can call the police and say, why is it that they're pursuing all these how did that work? How you know, we are in danger because she had no idea there were police, and then she's having a hard time getting the police report because it's not ready. The guy's in jail. We also lost another individual in Kansas City, Missouri, because he was inebriated, and then he was followed by the police, and then he ended up dying. I mean, we all know that. I listen to your program all the time. But so what is this? Why? I mean, am I in danger? Because there were seven cars not labeled as police following this individual in Kansas City, Kansas, just 2-3 weeks ago. My friend and her 15-year-old got into that accident.
Mary, I only stopped because we're up against a hard break here at the bottom of the hour. I'm sorry to hear about your friend and her 15-year-old. It is a very difficult decision. And normally the rule of thumb is if this driver is certainly wanted on a very serious charge, read that murder, rape, something like that, they will continue the pursuit. Or if they believe that this person is an imminent danger to anybody else on the road, they will continue the pursuit. It's a tough call to make. I don't envy anybody in the police department who has to make that decision. But, and we talked about this the other day, what if they just said, well, we're not going to pursue people if they take off, and then that person is still speeding and runs into a family of four and kills them when they could have been or otherwise would have been stopped? Then the police are damned if they do and damned if they don't. And nothing is more true than when you talk about whether or not to engage in a high-speed chase. But I appreciate the call. And that was just clarification, not a challenge. 913-586-7798 here on Festivus Friday. Hey, we do have a line open, guys, if you want it. We'll get you on before the top of the hour, 913-586-7798. Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi, filling in for Dana Wright today.
Hey, hey.
And Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate, Q39KC.com.
May I have my second grievance?
Yes, you may. And then Tom, hang tight. We'll get with you in a second.
I heard an early grievance earlier today, and it was about people who act like Dana Wright at concerts. And by act like Dana Wright, I mean scream their heads off so that you can't hear the artist.
Oh, not one of those.
But there was a lady in front of me, and she was very respectful. She was not on her phone during the show, and I greatly appreciate that. However, she was holding her phone in her hands behind her back. And whenever you tap your phone screen, when you have an iPhone, the screen lights up.
Yeah.
And I don't know what her brightness setting was. It was somewhere between all the way up.
The sun?
And the sun. And she's dancing, right? So her hands are moving. So she is just tapping the screen
like a strobe
constantly.
Light.
And it would go off, and then back on, and then off, and then back on for the entire duration.
That's a good grievance.
The concert. And at one point, I thought about like leaning forward and saying like, hey, do you mind like flipping your phone over? But trying to explain to her what the problem was in the middle of the concert probably wasn't going to go very well. Just put your phone in your pocket.
Well, it sounds like you either
he was flanked.
Woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or this concert was not as great as you said.
It
was
amazing. The concert was amazing. The people, get a grip, people.
The women on either side of front and back behind had issues with you.
Pay attention
poor Sammy.
To other people.
You ruined his concert going experience.
You did.
913-586-7798. Tom in Ames, Iowa. Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing well. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm going to follow up on a grievance from last week. Well, first I'll give my grievance. I can only get to listen to you when I'm driving to Ames, and last week you weren't here for me to listen to, and then this week Dana's not here.
Is this,
you guys ever work together?
Is this the Tom that slept in my home?
It is the Tom that stayed with you, and I was going to follow up on my other grievance from last week.
Did I not provide enough towels or towelettes?
No, that stay was unbelievable. But I'm not supposed to use his name, but the bald-headed educator that I traveled with last week.
Oh, my brother, Steve, yeah.
Yeah, he had to stop every rest area. I am almost to Des Moines, Iowa, and I've stopped once since I left Wichita.
My brother is the son of Mayo Parks, and Mayo Parks was also a once every 30-minute stop. I got to go to the bathroom guy.
Okay, well, if this is nothing negative, the best experience bed and breakfast I've ever had was at your house.
Wow.
Well, Tom, thank you. That's very kind of you to say that. By the way, thank you and your lovely wife for leaving your leftovers from Nick and Jake's in the fridge, because that's what I took to lunch 2 days in a row.
Oh, perfect.
That's great.
Yeah, that's well, amazing. We're glad that you could enjoy them.
The sandwich was delicious.
Well, that's the only thing we left there, even though your brother was trying to make something else happen.
Okay, we're gonna stop that conversation because I got out of hand last Friday.
Yes, but he is not with me, so. But I appreciate everything and loved listening to you while I'm driving up to Iowa.
Well, thank you, Tom. You're welcome at my home anytime. Anytime.
Oh, thanks.
All right, be well, my friend. Jim in Independence.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I just got a quick grievance and kind of tag on to all these traffic grievances you've had today. It just drives me insane to watch these small cars take a turn on a four-lane road and have to swing out into the lane next to them to make that turn when they don't need to. I've driven a lot of big trucks, and I understand they have to do it, but those little cars, there ain't no reason for that.
Are you talking about like making a wide turn to where they have to like go left to eventually turn right?
Yeah, where they're trying to turn right and they swing into the left lane there.
Yes, yeah, those people.
Oh yeah, they're those. Sam was telling me off the air that was one of his honks today.
with his new horn in his truck.
That was one of my honks today. That is correct.
That's a good one. Thanks, Jim.
Bobby, out by the stadium. Hello.
Hey, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, Bob, sorry. Beg your pardon.
Yeah, that's all right. My grievance, I drive all the way out to Hayes, Kansas, clear down to Wichita. I go into Texas a lot of times, and I see these cars like a Toyota Camry headed to the Mexican border pulling two other cars. I look them up on the internet. It says, their towing capacity is like 1,000 pounds. There's two more cars behind them hooked together that's like 6,400 pounds, and nobody ever pulls them over. They go all the way from Kansas to Mexico, never get pulled over. I've never seen one yet.
Wow. I don't think I've seen a Camry pulling other vehicles, but that would be...
I didn't know they were capable.
That's a sight. That's what Bob's point is, I think.
It does always blow my mind, and I've actually seen this many, many times, when you see like a Prius pulling a camper.
I can honestly say I've never seen that.
I mean,
they're small camper. They're,
well, yeah, it's like a pop-up camper. But still, there is no way that Prius is tow-rated to pull that pop-up camper.
But is it illegal for a Prius to pull a camper, or is it just not recommended based on the weight of the vehicle itself? I mean,
if it's got a tow package, it must be equipped to be able to do it.
If the tow bar pops off and that camper goes flying careening down the highway and kills a family of four.
Why is it always a family of four?
I've always wondered that myself. Is it ever two people driving in the car?
Maybe it's just a mom and they only had one kid.
Maybe a family of six.
Breeders?
Maybe.
913-586-7798.
Get the extra long sprinter. It could be a family of 15.
I know that guy. His name is Chris Heinzelman. He's a good friend of mine from high school. I think he's on 18 kids now. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. We'll try to get you on before the top of the hour. Matt in North Kansas City. Matt, hello.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt. Hey, I was at a concert last night, and the lady next to me had hair down halfway on her back, and she was whipping her head side to side, and the whole concert, I was just getting hair in my eyes.
What show did you go see?
Turnpike.
Sam was there. Sam was at that show. He said it was fantastic.
It was an awesome show. They did a great job.
How long have these cats been around? I've heard of them, but I've never heard any of their songs.
I think about 20 years is when they first started.
It was early 2000s. Yeah, 20 years. I mean, it was a great show. It was a great concert. That's the first time I've ever been to that venue. It was a great venue.
What was the venue?
It was Uptown.
Oh, well, that's Uptown. Right. That's right. Sam said that earlier.
So, yeah, it was a good time. I just woke up with some hair in my mouth and
easy killer.
Yeah, just no.
Easy. Dial it down.
So, but yeah, and she was like I said, she was having a good time, but me and the people around me were a little irritated with her.
Do you say anything to her?
I did at one point, and honestly, I thought she was going to try to fight me, and then the girlfriend jumped in there, and I was like, nope, we're not doing Matt, that, so we went and found a different spot to go to.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, and I'm not kidding here. You never do that at a show. I did that at a Kiss concert one time. It was Kiss and Poison at Sandstone.
Oh, yeah.
Front row, right in front of Gene Simmons. This woman was from Iowa, a maniac. Looked like a woman you would see, you know, a mom of two or three kids that you'd see at the grocery store, you know, in mid-30s. There was nothing unremarkable or remarkable about her. And she was a maniac, and I would not buy her a beer. She bit me twice. Bit me.
Oh, wow.
Broke the skin.
What?
She bit me so hard.
That's right here
on my upper arm.
Is there more to that story?
We were at the show, my buddy Brenninger and me, front row.
Was this the 2000 show or 2001? No.
I can't remember. It was Poison opened up. CeCe DeVille was wasted.
Was that Gene's birthday show?
I don't remember. And this woman was to my left, and she just kept hitting me and going, buy me a beer. You know, this was back when they mostly took cash. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they took credit cards back then. Maybe they did. And I said, I'm out of money. I don't have any more money. I had a big, giant beer. And she goes, buy me a beer, B. And I go, I don't have any money.
She called you a B.
Yeah. And she grabs my arm, like grabs the top of my shoulder, my left shoulder, and my bicep, and bites down right here on whatever muscle this is. And I'm like, what in the name of Sam Hill just happened? She goes, I said, buy me a beer. I said, I don't have any money. And she bit me again.
This is amazing.
And that, on the second one, she broke the skin.
Wow.
And I'm not going to say what, I don't want Brenninger to get in trouble. I'm not going to say what he said to her, but she left.
Oh.
She politely
excused
her.
Tell me after we get off the air.
I will. 913-586-7798. It was convincing enough to remove herself from the seat.
I'd say so.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
You dog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's try to get as many people in as we can. It's brought to you by Q39 Festivus for Ideas, serving up championship barbecue from pit to plate. Q39KC.com. Let's see who has waited the longest. And that would be you, Ben, in Mission, you handsome devil.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, man. I was a news guy at your station in 1972.
I'll be doing cool.
I'll be doing. That's awesome.
Well, I'm calling because I'm really tired of people driving around with three-year-old expired temporary tags, and nobody does anything. I had a guy hit me in my truck over at the Hobby Lobby the other day, and he had no insurance and no tag, and the police couldn't do anything because it was private property.
Oh, so interesting.
I have to file a claim. I mean, if I didn't have insurance and a tag, they would throw me in the can. But this just goes on all the time. And so my answer is this, very simply. Sure. I'm a retired professor from KU. I'm gonna design a dart gun. And every dart says something like, you know, wrong left turn, no signal, and you shoot them at the car, right? And then they stick. And then if they get more than five of them, the police have to pull them over and give them a ticket for being a moron. There you go.
All right, Ben.
Thanks, man.
Do appreciate it.
That was good. That was rich.
JC in Kansas City. Hello, JC.
Hey, JC.
Hello, Mr. Parks, and go Chiefs!
Go Chiefs!
Okay, listen, I've been listening to you for the last 45 minutes or more, and I recognize the voice of your co-host, but you got to tell us his name every now and then. Who is it?
I've said his name multiple times. It's Bobby Kerr, a.k.a. Bob Jovi.
Oh, well, my God. I knew I recognized the voice. Well, Scott?
Yes.
I think you said it, but you didn't say it.
You just weren't listening during that portion, but thanks
well,
for...
I'm old. I'm old like Scott. My hearing's going and everything else.
Is that a challenge?
Thank you, JC.
Have a good day.
I'm old like Scott. And my hearing is going. Wow.
I detected a challenge. The challenge flag has been thrown.
Oh.
Yeah.
It is on the field. You both challenged him.
I did. I was clarifying.
That is a challenge, sir.
Shane in Olathe. Shane, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I know you guys can't challenge, but I'll challenge that. You've said it several times.
Thank you.
Now, I promise not to call you a B, so sorry for that earlier. My grievance is with the NFL. Okay. I think I'm going to my son's football game on a Friday, and then I'm going to my class reunion. I don't want the game ruined. I want to be able to watch it and record it like I always do. They need to go back to Sundays and Mondays and just be done with it. Fridays are for high school ball. Thursdays are for JV high school ball. Saturdays, college. Let's go back to that.
What about if they did Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday?
Tuesday, maybe after baseball season, I'd be okay with that. But we got to reel it in. Reel it.
Yeah,
I know it's the most popular sport, but yeah. Come on.
You're right, Shane. The Friday thing is tough.
Definitely if you have a kid in high school sports.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Brandy in Platte City. Brandy, it looks like you're going to get the last word.
Hi, Brandy.
Okay, well, I'm going to end this on a real downer note. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
My grievance is with some of the parents at Platte County High School. We recently had a gas line break at the high school, and I thought the staff did an amazing job getting the kids out safe, whatever. Mm-hmm. They ended up getting an early day. They got transported to a secondary location. It was a little bit of chaos picking them up. But I'm standing in line waiting to get my kid, and I am hearing the most audacious people complaining about how, well, this isn't handled well, and I just turned around, and I wanted to say to this woman, you should be grateful that we have the staff and the teachers and the administration who are busting their rear ends to make sure our kids are safe, and that you should be grateful on your knees that we get to pick our kids up from a gas line break. and not another event.
Mm.
So,
Brandy, you did well.
That's good point. I got.
All right. Point. Okay. All right. We got to get out of here. Today is National Cheese Pizza Day, also National 401k Day. It's always the Friday after Labor Day. Celebrating birthdays today, Michael Keaton is 74 and Al Stewart is 80. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host, Bobby Kerr. His name is Bobby Kerr.
What's his name?
Bobby Kerr.
Okay.
Bobby Kerr.
Bobby!
Always a pleasure.
How do we know him?
He's Bob Jovi.
Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah. We got to get out of here. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great weekend. Thank you as always, my friend. We will see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Have a great weekend. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.